I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. The State Department of Veterans Affairs say they've been approved for a grant to fund a state veteran cemetery in Rayville. Louisiana Radio Network's Michelle Southern has more on the upcoming plans.
Secretary David Lacerte says they've been competing for the $7.3 million grant for quite some time.
To construct a brand new state veteran cemetery to service all of Northeast Louisiana.
The property is located near I-20 off Highway 425 and spans about 50 acres donated by the Franklin family. Lacerte says construction on the site is set to begin by November and is scheduled for completion by spring 2016. He says they're extremely gratified.
On having a brand new veteran cemetery to serve as the final resting place for all of our veterans and their families.
Michelle Southern reporting.
The Louisiana Attorney General's office says state employee health insurance changes enacted by Governor Bobby Jindal's administration skipped required legal steps. In an opinion released Tuesday, the Attorney General's office says modifications to health care plans for state workers and retirees in the Office of Group Benefits must be made according to Louisiana's Administrative Procedures Act. The act requires public notice, a comment period, and legislative oversight. Those provisions were not followed when the Jindal administration made changes to insurance plans that took effect August 1st. Changes include medication restrictions and requiring prior authorization for certain medical procedures. Representative John Bell Edwards, a Democrat running for governor in 2015 and an outspoken critic of the health plan changes, requested the legal opinion. It does not have the force and effect of law. The federal judge hearing 2010 oil spill cases says he'll decide soon whether he needs more than written evidence and arguments to rule on an investigation of alleged corruption within the settlement program. District Judge Carl Barbier says that the big question is whether two attorneys paid claims officer attorney Lionel Sutton to expedite a law firm's $8 million claim or whether he just did his job. Ex-FBI Director Louis Free has recommended disqualifying the claims and disqualifying those lawyers and Sutton's wife from representing oil spill claims. Their lawyers want a hearing. They say statements conflict, so the judge needs to see and hear witnesses to tell who's truthful. Barbier says he'll decide as soon as possible whether or not to hold a hearing. With autumn in swing, GasBuddy.com says this fall's gas prices will be the lowest they've seen since 2010. GasBuddy senior petroleum analyst Greg Laskowski says an increase in domestic production of gasoline has pushed prices below $3 a gallon at many service stations in the state.
It's also reducing our reliance on imported fuel. Already, we're producing about 85% domestically of what we consume.
Laskowski says usually when there's a conflict in the Middle East, as there is now with ISIL, gas prices go up, but because of a boom in gas production in North America, prices have been able to decline since the end of July.
That's really helped to nullify a lot of the volatility that we otherwise would have seen with crude oil prices.
Currently, Laskowski says the average price of a gallon of regular gasoline is at $3.11. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies during the day today with a high in the mid-80s, mostly clear tonight, the low in the upper 50s.